generally speaking, in Yom Tovim, and in the recounting of the Yom Tovim, in the Nevi'im, in the Megillus that we read on the various Yom Tovim, we generally find that there's a hisnagdus, there's a certain tension between the Tzad HaToiv and the Tzad HaRa, and usually within one specific area. I mean, for example, the clearest example is probably Purim. You have on the one hand, you have Mordechai and Esther that were from Zera Yaakov. You have Haman, Zera Shalom Molech, from Zera Esav. And we don't have to go into, clearly there's a Hisnagdus, like we say, Ad Layoda ben Or Haman LeBoruch Mordechai. And that's the way it is on Hanukkah as well. It's not as obvious. Mayim biyat tohayim, biyat rishon, biyat tzadikim, v'zeidim biyat loiske, so. So on the one hand, there are certain forces of toiv and certain characteristics and midas that are the product of a person who's striving to do toiv. On the other hand, the tzad shekinegdai, on the other hand, within Yom Tovim, and again, as it's recounted in the Megillus, and Megillus Esther, and Megillus Rus, and so on, you have the Tzad Shekinegdai. And the truth of the matter is that you're able to learn from both parts. You can learn, like it says, Sumer Abba Sei Toiv. Sometimes you need to not only be exposed to the Toiv, but there's what to be gained. If we already have been exposed to the Ra, we certainly use it to our advantage, and we could be a Sumei Ra, having been exposed and observed and being told the how Haman and how the Yavanim and so on and so forth, how they act in Paroi. So there are lessons to be learned. And ultimately, as generally the case is, that you end up in the same place. You could be a Sumei Ra, you could be an Asei Toiv. But ultimately, like it says, the two things at some point become almost indistinguishable from another. You may come to a certain realization by studying and observing and having role models that are, I say, toiv role models. And then we have certain exposures and we observe and we're able to do good and to follow the Derech HaYosha. Because we can upline him. We can learn up from the way Esav, from what Esav says, that's as instructive for us and as great a lesson to us as Yaakov Avinu was being in Ishtam Yashav Eholim. I mean, there's the two sides, and those are both all obviously important for Bnei Torah and for Yidden to instruct us and to allow us to go into Derech HaYosha. But I would like to focus on that it's come out of Shuas. Megillus Rus, obviously, the heroine, right, the model of what when we learn Rus on Shuas is obviously Rus. Ashabas, the pasuk says Ashabas, Yishalom Hashem Paolech V'Sim Askurta Shleima Mi'im Hashem Alekei Yisrael. Boyaz tells Rus that you should have a full measure of reward before the Rabban Shalom, because Ashabas Lachsis Tachas Knopfa, that you came to be Megaya, she came to find refuge, to align herself and to find refuge within Tachas the Knopfa of the Shchina. On the other hand, what is the Tzad Shekinegdo here? And within the Megillus Rus, and in more general terms, in the Yontev HaShvuas, what's the Tzad Shekinegdo? So you can almost miss it, because in Rus it takes up all of about 3-4 psukim, and if you learn it quickly, if you go right by it, you could be left with the impression that it's just setting the stage for Rus's Dara. But the truth of the matter is, it starts off with Vayehi, as we know Vayehi is.
And
Kuvi Ishta Yushtai Lama. It says Vishemu Isha Limelech, Vishem Ishtai Naomi, and they went by Avoyus Taimoy Vayyusham, Vayomas Alimelech Ish Naomi, and then eventually Vayamusu Gamshnei Machna Vachilya. This took us all of 5 psukim to set the stage for the Ma'isa, the Sipra Advarim now with Naomi and Rus. So what happened over here? It says that Alimelech, who was Alimelech? Alimelech, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, I think it's on Daf Tzadik Aleph, the Gemara says that Alimelech and Machlon V'Chilion, for that matter, the Gemara says on all 3 of them, him and his sons, were G'doylei Hador U'Panosei Hador. This state in the Gemara, Shem Ben Yerichai Oime, Alimelech, Machlon V'Chilion, G'doylei Hador Hoyu U'Panosei Hador Hoyu. So how could it be that they acted in the way that they acted, and they were nenash, nebuch, in the way that they were nenash? So the Gemara says, "Mepnei manenshu, mepnei sheyotzu meheretz l'chutz la'aretz," because they went out of Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz. Seems rather anticlimactic. G'day le'ador, panosei ador, and they were nenash vayomos alimelech vayamusu gam shnei machlo v'chilion. And Rashi says that it didn't just happen overnight. First, they were yared minachas, minachseyem, they lost their money, and then the animals died. Chazal dashed from Sukkim. Barshim doesn't bring an einish, such a severe einish, just in one fell swoop. So it happened over a period of time. There was a tremendous einish here. And it devastated the entire family. So why did this happen? Now, of course, okay, we'll say there was such G'dayli Ador, so for them, maybe for us, it's not so terrible for them. It was. It's not maspik. It doesn't suffice. Because the Pasuk says, Vayavayu lagur b'stei mayav. They went to live in stei mayav. Nobody was in stei mayav. Stei mayav was a bunch of shkatsim. I mean, they went to live, basically. I mean, you can almost say that if that wasn't their outright, or at least initially their intention, it didn't really make that much of a difference, because the end result was that there was nobody to marry, and Machlon V'Chilion married Rus and Orpah, they married, they intermarried. Pashut assimilated, they intermarried. So they did terrible things. I mean, imagine, Gadol Hador, he picked himself up, and Rabbi Yashiv was going to move to Puerto Rico, I mean, with his family. He's like, well, that's the problem. I mean, doesn't make the Gemara, they went to Chutzlar, that's the problem. He said, the whole burden, the whole responsibility of a dar, of a generation, just shirked the entire, an enormous burden, left it all, went off to stay Mayok. His kids went and married Goyim. And the Gemara says, Mipnei Manenshu. Rashbam says over there in Bava Basra, the Rashbam says, if you see immediately that it's not the way you would take it literally. Now, Shiyotsu, we know living in Eretz Yisrael is, of course, is something special. Whether it's a mitzvah d'orais or it's not, is a dispute amongst the Rishonim. But nonetheless, somebody living in Eretz Yisrael going to Chutz La'aretz, it says Kimish Ein Lo Yalika, it's as if he's being going to Avodah Zarah, so on and so forth. It's certainly not something to be taken lightly. But at the same time, the Rashbam over here says, "Mipnei Shiyotsu Me'eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz." Rashbam says that the problem over here was Shefkiu Atzmon Ein Yotzim Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz. Mafkia Atzmon Min Hamitzvos. You're being mafkia yourself from mitzvos. What it means to say is that, obviously, certainly in the times of the Shoftim, in the times of the Tanoim, you lived in Eretz Yisrael, you were Mechuyev and Trumas and Maestris and Aliyah L'Regel, and there was a Beis HaMikdash or a Mishkan, there were tremendous opportunities of Aliyah and Ruchnius in Eretz Yisrael. Russian mitzvahs that you had no way of being Mekayim, dozens of mitzvahs, that you had no way of being Mekayim if you were not in Eretz Yisrael. So here, Alimelech, the God of Ador and the Paranus Ador, picked himself up, went to Chutz La'aretz, and jettisoned, just left behind him, Mafkia Atzmon. This was a way of being Mafkia himself in the mitzvahs. We find similarly, but with a variation in the Medrash Rabbah, it says, says on the pasuk, "Vayomis Elimelech Ishna Ami." That's in Parag Aleph, Pasuk Gimel. The Medrash Rabbah says, "Tanya." We learned in a brayso, "Lama Nena Shalimelech." Lefi Shekishabu Shnei Davon. When it came the years of famine, is Omer. Elimelech said, "Achshav Kol Yisrael Masavim Pisku." Everybody, this is more familiar with this medrash. It says that everybody was gathered, camped out, gathered around, knocking day and night, because after all, they were not only the Gedolei Ador, which would have been probably serious enough, but they were also the Parnasei Ador. So Zebeku Kosoi v'Zebeku Kosoi, this is the Kushkis, nothing new. Zebeku Kosoi, each person was coming, knocking on Elimelech's door, yet the Einim it's on Kushka, Omeru Baruch Loi Mikneya. So it said that Elimelech responds, he reacted by getting up, gathering his family, and being a bodach, fleeing from before the Bnei Yisrael. Adoh d'chsev ayelach ish mi beis lechem Yehuda. And as they state in Pasuk, ayelach ish mi beis lechem Yehuda. And just parenthetically, I mean, it's such a beautiful pshat. Tamima says over here, what's pshat in the Medrash? What do you see in the Pasuk, ayelach ish mi beis lechem Yehuda? Where it just said that he went. I mean, it doesn't say what he was fleeing from. Where does it say that it had to do with he had a problem with being the finest of God, with the stalkers? There's no remiss to that in the passage. So the Torah Tumima suggests that maybe the pshat is Beis Lechem is the name of a town, obviously, right? And in the trup, always a reflection of how you would the syntax of the passage, how you would put in the grammar in the passage. For instance, in a passage before this, it says Machle v'chilyon efrosim. So that's good. Here in Pasuk it says, "Vayelech ish darga mibeis lechem Yehuda," with a munach revi. So we have here lechem Yehuda. We don't have beis lechem Yehuda. We have mibeis lechem Yehuda. So the Torah Tamima that vayelech ish mibeis, he went out of his house because of the lechem Yehuda, because of the matzav of the lechem in Yehuda. Sounds like a beautiful pshat. Akoponim, this is what the Medrash says. Lama nena shalimelech, because they were all coming zebeku pasoi v'zebeku pasoi, omenu baruch loi mitnaya. So there's a similarity over here, the way the Medrash is learning up the reason that Elimelech amachal v'chli manena, and what the Gemara is saying. But I'd like to discuss it, maybe to fine-tune it a little bit more, to bring out what exactly the nekud is in the Sibah that he was Nanash. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Gimel, in the Sugya of Kiman Hidu Bifnei Talmud Chacham, so the Gemara says like this, the Braisa, Yochel Yatzim Ein of Kimishaloi Ra'eyu, the Braisa says that one would think, they say the talk of Adat, one could think, that Hayyais, the way it seems from the Rishonim, that the mitzvah is Tolui in Re'iyah. It's Tolui in seeing. It says, Mitpenei Seva Tokam, from the face. Adata Penei Zoka. So it seems that it's Mitla Tolui in the seeing, in the actual being in the proximity and seeing, or being aware of the proximity of the Talmud Chacham. Whether or not it's actually seeing, or it's a Summa, in Shulchan Aruch is discussed in the Paiskim. But Al Koponim, it has to do with a person recognizing that he's within the proximity of a Talmud Chacham. So it says, a person will say, I'll close my eyes, and I won't be aware, I'll put myself in a position where I'm not unaware of his presence, and I won't have to stand up. So Talmud Loima, it says, Davyoreisam Elikecha, Ani Hashem, the Rabbi Shalom knows, the Edea Machshavis knows these. You can't trick the Rabbi. Zok the Gemara, Otto Vershi, Askinon. But the Gemara, the Torah has to come to teach me. It's the Harasha. I mean, so, I wouldn't know that. I mean, is somebody walking in, you're supposed to stand up, you put your head back into the Gemara, or you do whatever you're doing, you close your eyes and you go weiter. The Torah needs to tell me V'resim Elikecha. So the Gemara, Yochel Elo, Yochel Yatzimein of Mikami Delimtis Man Chayuvah. That you might think, we're not talking about a person who's just going through the motions, making believe that he doesn't see it. In terms of technically, in terms of the technical kiyum mitzvah, he's not being mevatel mitzvah. Because before he comes within the Alad Amis, in which he's mechuyav to stand up, he's already engaged in some other activity, and he's unaware. So by the time he comes within his Dalai Lama's, he's in fact doesn't see him, or he's not aware that he's there, whatever the case may be. Whatever would be mechayev him is not there. That's what I would think. The chimat is man chayuv halay chazilei dekoyim mikamei. He doesn't see him, so memeila evetnish mechuyev. Itaka never becomes mechuyev in the mitzvah. The pasuk Talmud loy matokim v'yoreiso. That it says matokim v'yoreiso. That yoreiso me'alekecha. That doesn't work either. Why doesn't it work? Why it should work? Manushech. I mean, if it's totally in the riyah, the yoreiso, if it's totally in the riyah in the pnei zaken, so you're doing something. I mean, you're not a nice fellow. But luchayda. I mean, what are you doing wrong over here? So Rashi learns murdered it. Rashi is mashma that loylam a mitzvah, a bitl mitzvah say of talking if they say we're talking, you're not. There's no bitl mitzvah. Navos, you jumped from the frying pan into the fire. That instead of being mevatel the mitzvah say of talking via reisa of kima and hiddu, rather than doing the mevatel that which you taka avoided, and technically, you became oiva over here in the mitzvah of es Hashem lekecha tira of yereisa melekecha ani Hashem. In fact, you talk of avoiding. You're avoiding the mitzvah, the being mevatel, the mitzvah of king of Eidah. But the way in which you have avoided it is by doing tachbulas of Rashi. You made a kunz over here that you arranged the situation to be mafkia yourself from a mitzvah. That is a bitul mitzvah of yereisa melekecha. Arranging a situation so that you're able to avoid being mekayim mitzvahs is a bitul that regress the bitul of being a meir shemayim. You think, or maybe one could say, that's the biggest yira, you see. I don't want to be oivan the mitzvah, I don't want to be nana. In the puzzle, no, that's not yira, that maybe is yira sa'inish. But yira shemayim involves not placing yourself in circumstances where you're going to be potter from mitzvahs. It's not a game. Tayyid mitzvah, tayyid mitzvahs are not situations to be avoided. To the degree possible, and certainly not on the basis of the Pshashtidl Torah. Pshashtet in the Torah, Mepnei Seva Tokum, it's telling you, Riyah, Memeila Yochel Yatzim, Ein of Havukta, a Kunz, I learned Kiddushin. Memeila, so I have a Kunz. Mashmalon, Talmud Loima, Tokum, Yoreso, the Lashon of Rashi here, so Rashi, Yoreso, Yeshlucha Lira, Min Hayoitze, Hayodea, Machshweisech. You have to be fearful of the one who's Yedeh Machshavish at the Mavakish Tachbulos, Lipotem Mimitzos. That you're looking for Tachbulos to put up in the Mitzvah. And again, the Paiskim explained, the Shulchan Aruch, Paiskim explained that that's not to say that you didn't pater. You did pater yourself in the Mitzvah. You were successful, and that goof is the problem. The problem is that you are Mavakish at Tachbulos, and what you're being Nichshel in is being Mavakish Tachbulos to pater yourself in the Mitzvah. It's Yesoid, as a tremendous Yesoid in this Gemara. This is the theme of Mipnei Manena Shalimelech Machlo V'Chulim. This is the common thread between what the Gemara says in Bava Basra and the Sheyotz and the Eretz, the Chutzlaretz, Shefkiu Atzman and HaMitzvahs, like the Rashbam says. And the Medrash that says that Bnei Yisrael was gathering around, was looking for Panasa, was looking for Tzedakah, Zebu Kupasa, and his response was to flee, to leave Beis Lechem Yehuda, to go to stay Mayav. It's the same Tachbula over here of the Yochel Yatzimainov of this Gemara. Elimelech could have closed the door. He could have wouldn't be the first time. He pulled down the shades. Everybody knows how it goes, right? You see the Mishalach half a block away, right? You pull the shades down, you bolt the door, right? You're eating supper. And the Mela, no one's going to force him to give to the Kupa. He could have given a quarter to each person also and stuff. But the pshat is, but that would involve Elimelech Machlan V'Chulian. Now again, I'm not talking about Elimelech Machlan V'Chulian lightly. Gemara says Panosei Ador G'dolei Ador, but nonetheless they were Nenash, and we have to understand what it is, what it means. And the Gemara said that they're being mafkia themselves from mitzvahs. Mafkia themselves from mitzvahs means that a person is not prepared to face up to the reality of who he is and what he's doing. That's the Yisoid. I mean, just pardon me for using psychological, for parsing it in such terminology. But Lamaisa, that's the bottom line. So if you close the door, you bolt the door, you pull the shades, right? the mice that you're aware that they are aniyim. If everything is said and done, there's guilt. There's guilt, so you wouldn't pull the shade down. There's some sort of guilt, and there are reminders who the house, where you're holding, what you're doing. The Gemara says that the simonim of an Avram Yitzchak Yaakov are Baishanim, Rachmanim, and Goyim Lechasad. The first thing is to be a Baishan. We're led to believe that being a Baishan is a bad thing. It's a bad thing. It's bad. You're not supposed to have guilt. In America, well, in the culture in which we live, guilt is a bad thing. It's to be avoided, and it's to be exorcised at all costs. The Gemara says that that's the siman of Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, is that you're Baishan. At the very least, that's a prerequisite of being Rachmanim and Goyim Lechasadim, is that a person, he has to know Vuahout. He has to know, he has to have the courage to confront what he is and who he is at all times. That's what it means to be a Baishan. The Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk at Mount Toida. It says that Klal Yisrael was being nirsa, they were backing away from the Rabbi Shalom and Maimed HaSinai because of the entire experience, the fearful, the awesome and the fearfulness of the whole experience. So the Rabbi Shalom said, Moshe Rabbeinu, it says over there, this is good. It has to be this way. They have to be exposed to this Gilui Hashchina, to the Maimed HaSinai of Chag Shavuos. They need to be by Maimed HaSinai, because this is going to imprint upon them for generations, certainly in themselves. And with Dodei Dodis, everybody that's a Maimed HaSinai became a Ger, the Yisoid of all the Halachas Geiris, the Halachas Geiris that we learn out, is from the Geiris, the Mila, the Tfila, the Zrikas Hadam of Maimed HaSinai. That's the Geirus. Part of the Geirus is that it was embedded in within Klal Yisrael, Pashit in a tibiistic way, in a genetic way. The Nidus of Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov became embedded in Klal Yisrael b'shas Matan Torah, because they witnessed a certain Maimed and a Gilui Hashchina, that it says Levavatia Yirasa Al Pneichem Levulti Sechatov. The Yirasa Al Pneichem is the Baishan. The Gemara says Yirasa Al Pneichem. What's Yira Al Pneichem? What does that mean? What is that Pasha Taich? Yira Al Pneichem. What's this physical Yira that's reflected on the ponim of a person? That Yira, state in the Gemara, is the Mokka that the Midis of Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. This is not a Maimah. This is Halacha. This is the Gemara. The Gemara talks about this halacha l'maisa in terms of determining who's Jewish and who's not Jewish. We're not able to do it, obviously, but if it could be determined that a person hotnish the midah from baishanis and nishkin yid, it's part of a mitzvah. I mean, and whatever else goes along with not being a yid. So this midah of busher, when a person is looking for tachbulis, yochel yatzimeinav, he's closing his eyes literally, figuratively, in very many ways, he's closing his eyes to the reality of what it is, what Yiddishkeit is and what that is, where he's holding in respect to his Yiddishkeit. You go away to stay Maya. So why did the Gemara say that he's assimilating? He's bringing his whole family to stay Moyav. His kids are marrying Goyim. I mean, what do you mean, they my nana? I mean, how much worse can you get than that? How much further can you stray for a person of his daga to take his family and to run away? Yotzim Eretz is sold Chutzlaretz. He's not giving tzedakah. I mean, I understand there was a serious situation. It was a rav and so on. Abulachayim, Vasva Kasha. The Torah says that when, even if you're in Stei Mayav, but if you can look around and you can see the Goyim in Stei Mayav, there's no house, there's still room for a person to return. Because you look around and all you see are shkots and shiksas. And you're facing up to the reality, you have to, you're forced to face up to the reality of your anhoga, of what it is that you're doing. For such a thing, that's not necessarily mifnei manenshu, the einish is not necessarily going to be chal for that. But when a person runs from a situation, he flees, he closes his eyes and he flees from a situation, so what's the tikkun? So what's the tikkun of that? He's not going to see the Bnei Yisrael. Okay, what he's doing is designed, it's designed specifically that he shouldn't be in the matzav, that he should feel the shame and the guilt, and he should have the nisayon, that maybe his Yetzer Tov will get the better of him, and he'll be able to be mezgabe, and he'll realize, he'll recognize what it is that he's doing. He moves out someplace. All there is Goyim. He's surrounded by Goyim. He can't be further from the Rav and the Tzaddis of Bnei Yisrael and what he's doing. Those are the taich mafkiya atzma min amitzis. Kiya atzma min amitzis means you move to stay mayav. I'm not mechoyiv in chumis and maestris. I'm not mechoyiv. I'd love to be mekayim in chumis and maestris. I'm in stay mayav. We're potter from chumis and maestris. What can we do? He is potter. Daka potter from chumis and maestris. But he's nenesh from the vayelech ish, because it says vayelech ish mi beis lechem Yehuda. For the alicha, for the running, for the finding refuge, from the fleeing from before, the mafkia atzma min amitzis, does state in the omadu barach lemifnayim hado, d'chse vayelech ish mi beis lechem Yehuda. Where does it say it's stuck in the pasuk? Okay, the Torah Tumimah says it's the lechem. Not negeya, but the point, the ikka point of the medesh is the vayelech. He's being nenash for the vayelach. Either the vayelach is from the chumis and maestris, or the vayelach is from the tztaka. It's not negay. The point is that he's putting himself in a matziv, that he's pashut unwilling to confront what it is his responsibility is. Zachai is chavaser b'olam. That's what he was nenash for. The paranis ador, the gadol ador, is fleeing from what he is and who he is. This is vayomus. That's goyim. Vayomus alimelech. Vayomus alimelech. Gemara says it's a similar idea. Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Peyalef in Gittin, the Gemara says, Amir Avavachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishra Yudavar, Viloi, Boyer, Eisha, Lake Dairis, or Yushanim Dairis, or Achrainim. Come and see the difference between the Darius Rishonim, and this is of course the Gemara talking, so Darius Rishonim was talking in the Tanoim and before. Darius Rishonim Machnisa Parisayim Derech Traksim unto the Elchayvim B'maisa. The halacha is that in order to be Mechuyiv B'maisa, the Tzvua needs to be a Raya Pnei Habayis. That means that it has to be brought through the front door, so to speak, of whatever it is, the grain silo, the house, wherever the Tzvua is being brought, it needs Meis Tam Shehu, that's a Din and Maisa. Raya Pnei Habayis. If you bring it in through the roof, through the window, through the back door, whatever it is, it's not Mechuyiv B'maisa. So the Gemara says that the Darius Rishonim, there was no greater bitul mitzvah on the part of the Darius Achronim than the Darius Rishonim. In terms of the bitul mitzvahs, same thing. Navos, the Darius Rishonim were machnis perisem derech chaksamayin, the front door, kedei lechayivim b'mais, Darius Achronim, machnis perisem derech yagas, derech kafifas, kedei lepoitim in amais. In order to patent from Maisa, they used to bring it in with a kunz, with tachbulas. They used to do it in a way that they were able to maximize the tefuah that was not mechuyev in trumas and maisas. That's the chiluk, Zok the Gemara, between Darius Rishonim and Darius Achronim. I wouldn't have thought that that's the chiluk. Shteit in the Gemara, we're talking about something over here, very deep, very deeply rooted, that very deep-seated midah benefesh, that the friendship that distinguishes between the Darius Rishonim, between the Tanoim, between the Anshei Knesset, the Yemois HaShoftim, the Nevi'im, the Tanoim, and the Darius Achronim. The chiluk is that these were people that were looking to be mafkia, that viewed Torah and mitzvahs as obstacles, and in Mela there are things that needed to be overcome. And in order to overcome them, you had to come up with strategies and with technicalities and in ways in order to minimize the burden of the Torah mitzvahs, which of course inevitably requires the person to be a fadarga, that he's unwilling to confront the reality of what he is, what it is that he's doing. What it is, what's the point? I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing? You want to close the door and pull the blinds, one could understand that. One could understand you. That's it. You want to even be Nisayan. Oh, but you want to be a tzaddik too? You want to remain the Gadol Ador and the Panas Ador? Navaz, I'm Steinmeier. I can't. What can I do from Steinmeier? Who are you fooling? What are you doing? The person is unwilling, Pashut, like I said, to confront the reality of what he is. In Mishlei, it says in the Pasuk, Ra'isa ish chacham be'einav tikfa l'ksil mimenu. I think it's in Parak Chavot, Pasuk Yud Beis. Ra'isa ish chacham be'einav tikfa l'ksil mimenu. Is a person who in his own eyes is a chacham. In his own eyes, he's a chacham. He's tikvah l'ksil mimenu. There's greater hope, there's much greater. A ksil, a foolish man, is on a much higher darga. There's much more hope. That's the key word over here, hope, tikvah. They're both in the same position there. But one of them is basically inevitably we could consign him to his fantasy world, to this world that he's created in which he's the Gresta Chacham. Reisish Chacham be'einav, and you can't. There's no way of being mafrich that. It's minei ubei. He set up a beautiful world. It's impossible. Because Ezdach, it's a world that only he inhabits. No one else does. Right? And he's the biggest chacham in that world. And who's going to tell him? Who's going to tell him that he's wrong? So he constructed, Pasha, the whole universe over here. Isa ish chacham be'einav. There's the guest of chacham. You can't tell him anything. The gaiva that he has led him to construct a world in which he's unwilling to confront the reality of where he is and to grow entire in Yiddishkeit. So rather than to face that every day, it's easier, he knows best. Can't tell him anything. The Shleim HaMelech says, Tikful Iksil Mimenu, as foolish as you are, if you wake up every morning, and you confront your own foolishness, right? And it's pointed out to you by your rabbeim and by your chaverim that really care about you, not the ones, right? Not the other type. By your emes chaverim and by your rabbeim, by your parents and by yourself, you see you're in a matziv that you're willing to confront your foolishness. He's the pshat tikful eksil mimenu. That's a person that's not going to be mafkia atzmo in a mitzvah. He's not running from himself. He's not a vayelachish. He's not finding refuge. He's not looking to hide. He's looking to grow. Of course, he's a bal taiva, like everybody else. He has his issues. But he hasn't relegated himself to a world in which that revolves around his issues, and that's it. That's it. I'm busy with my issues. I do this, I do that, I dress like this, what's it is, I do that, I learn this, I don't like this, I like that. He's self-absorbed to the point that basically he's imprisoned in this kleiner little welt of his that he doesn't let anybody else into because he's a chacham be'einav and nobody understands him. Right? Because how could you understand him? Don't judge me, right? You don't know my nisyonis. How could you judge me? Right? I know my nisyonis. I'm unwilling to do anything about it. Okay, it's a problem. So, try to say, a person, you trap yourself, back yourself into a corner. You can't tell him anything. He's an ish chacham be'ena. Somebody think is up. Look here, the rishonim on the pasuk. It's time to go into it. Isa ish chacham be'ena, and there ben yoina tikvul eksil mimenu.